You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Spirit Essence Show with Tara Diana.
Tara Diana.
Live from Spirit Essence by TaraDiana.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Spirit Essence Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, beautiful souls. I'm Tara Diana. I'm an empowerment medium, and this is my first show, the Spirit Essence Show, on this radio station. So excited. Welcome to the Spirit Essence Show. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about myself, maybe do a couple of live messages. If Spirit thinks that's what we should be doing, then so shall we do it. So feel free to join in. Before we begin, I want to just say that this is something that is not outside of my realm. Maybe radio is, but I do a lot of work on YouTube and whatnot. So I love, love, love to be in the presence of beautiful souls. I am an evidential medium. I go by empowerment medium because my work is based on raising the vibration, helping people move positively forward, whether that's getting a message from a loved one. Maybe that is getting a little bit of spiritual guidance from, you know, your team that's up there working with you. I do a lot of mentorship with people. So I have all different ways to connect, and I'm happy to be here and really stepping into reaching out to people that maybe don't see me on the regular basis on my social media platforms. So let's talk a little bit about why we do this kind of work. And it is simple. It is so simple. We do this kind of work because it is being of service. We want to reach people. We want to give them something positive to move forward to. You're not going to come here, babies, and you're not going to see me do shadow work. Not my jam. Know lots of people that do it. So no shade, babies. You do you. That is not what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about what we can do to move you forward. So let's talk about evidential mediumship for just a second. I'm sure there's lots of people that know what evidential medium is, but maybe there's someone who doesn't. So an evidential medium is someone who brings messages from a loved one that's on the other side, or a friend. It doesn't have to be a family member. It can be someone that's connected to you. It can be someone that doesn't even know who you are in this life, but knows who you are in the next life. And they connect to you and they want to give you a message. Okay, so here's the deal with me. I am more about the message than the evidence. So I will give you a few pieces of evidence. Once I feel that you and I connected, that you know who you're talking to, then we are literally going to go into the message, because for me, the message is way more important than necessarily who is coming through. Okay, I see a Linda in Winnipeg. Hey, Winnipeg, Canada. Hi, how are you, Linda?
Yes. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome to the Spirit Essence Show.
Thank you.
What are you looking for today, Boo? What is it that you need me to do for you? You need our spirit teams to connect.
It's just something that's been on my mind since August. My dad passed away 10 years ago, August 10th. And I've just been thinking about him a lot. And I'm just wondering if he's, I don't know, we didn't have a close relationship when I was growing up, but I'm just wondering if he's still there, if he's got anything he wants me to know or.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Let me tap in. Yep. I get you, baby. I get you. Let me tap in and see what's coming through for you, please. Your father, you said, has been gone for about 10 years, please. Would you understand him crossing over rather suddenly, as though he was here one moment and then gone the next? Because I feel like there was an illness going on within him, and that illness kind of came to a head, and just all of a sudden that was the end.
Yes.
Would you also understand the lack of closure between the two of you? So the man that I have coming through here in spirit is telling me he didn't say goodbye to you.
No, he didn't.
Okay, thank you. So I have a gentleman here in spirit, please. He feels like father energy, please. I also want to say this man had a lot of, a lot of energy going on with him, please. And I want to ask you a very interesting question. This man is showing me a bowl, like a beautiful bowl, but it's full of different kinds of feathers. And I feel like these feathers are very, very important. Now, I don't feel they're necessarily important to you. I feel they're important to him. Is there an indigenous aspect to you, please, or your family? Is that part of your culture?
No, well, no, my brother-in-law is, but we aren't.
Okay, so I'm going to give you something with this. This man is showing me these feathers. When I'm asking him what the feathers are for, he says that it is for you, to show you that he is around you and that the feathers are all very, very important. And you will see these feathers. They will start coming to you and you will know that he's there. I asked him if he was Indigenous and he said no, he wasn't. But he said he's showing you the feathers because of what it means to me, which is protection. This is a man who is coming through and he's around you. And he says that he follows you, please. And he says that you have a very, very strong connection to your family, but you feel as though they don't have the same kind of connection to you. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He's also saying to tell you that he feels that he could have been more involved in your adult life. In your adult life, he feels like he stepped away from you, but not only you. He stepped away from other people in the family because he had things that were going on. His mind feels very, very heavy. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, would you also understand, Linda, please, if I was to say to you again, when he crossed over, the no goodbye is very important, but he's saying to you now that he has more, the word he gave me was like, I have more in common with her now because I can watch her and I don't have to give anything that I don't feel I have. So he had a hard time connecting to you because he didn't feel he had what you needed. He didn't feel it. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. So he's coming through now and he's saying that he's connecting to you now because he feels that he can help you now from where he is on the other side far better, please, than he could when he was here.
Okay.
And so he's going to, is there anything going on? Are you feeling, sweetheart? I don't like to ask a lot of questions, so I'm going to say this. I feel a lot of heartache in your life. Do you understand that, please? As though you feel like there has been many things that you've missed out on because he wasn't a part of your life in a bigger way.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Thank you very much. He's saying to you that is going to change for you because you are now going to be able to feel him around you. And it's going to be different. And that's what I want to say to you, Linda. It's going to be different. He's saying to me, when you see that feather, it's a sign. And I'm going to say this. It's not just like little feathers. It's going to be like a big feather. It's going to be like a grandiose feather, but it's going to be like a big feather. So you won't just be looking for these little feathers all around because there's tons of them all over the place. He wants you to specifically see a feather that is going to remind you. You're going to look at it. It's going to be large. You're going to be like, Dad's here. Dad's here.
Okay.
Okay. Anything you want to ask quickly? Any final thing you want to ask?
No. That answered so many questions. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
So much love from your dad to you. Bye-bye. Okay, I love this. This is exactly what we do. Now, I want to explain something. I am an empath. So the way I get messages, I can do all the clairs. I can see, feel, hear, and know spirit. But I generally get messages that I feel. So I can tell people how they passed away. I can tell people how their loved one, you know, felt and acted and what kind of person he was. If they give me a name, I'll give the name. If they give me dates, I'll give the dates. And it's interesting because when I was connecting with Linda, I really felt this indigenous kind of feel because he gave me this bowl of feathers. And so for me, feathers always mean protection. Right? They always mean a sense of protection. I don't know why they mean that to me, but they do. And so he was saying in this way that she's protected. I am watching her. It's also interesting because when I was reading for her, I felt that she was wanting to hear words of comfort. Like I okay, felt thanks. I felt that with her. So that to me was so valid that he came through and he said, I've got her. I've got her. And I want her to know that. So when I do this kind of work, I just give what I get. I don't question it. I trust the process. I know that what spirit's given to me, I've been doing this work for 20 plus years professionally. So like a full-time muggle job, but doing spiritual work. I do this and I love that. Okay, Michelle in Brisbane. Oh my goodness, in Australia. Okay, girlfriend, come on down. You there, Michelle?
Yeah, I am.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, all the way from Australia. Welcome to the Spirit Essence
That's
Show.
It. Thank you so much.
Michelle, what can I do for you? I don't know if it's daytime there, nighttime there.
It is daytime. It's about 11:30 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. You're just getting your day going. What can I do for you, Michelle?
Just a general reading. You know, anything that you can pick up on that might be sort of coming up for me.
Okay, the very first thing I get with you, sweetheart, is I get the sense of surrender. So I'm going to say to you, please, when I'm connecting to your spirit team, they are telling me that you are moving into a new space, a new energy. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And I really, yep. really feel with this energy that there is motivation. So you're going to be looking mm-hmm. at new opportunities because you are stopping a stagnant kind of energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I feel really motivated today. I've got up and I've got so much energy. It's amazing. It's sort of come from nowhere. It's like, whoa. And I feel
I love
really
that.
Good. I feel like there's good things coming.
I love that. And that's exactly what they're talking about. You're letting go. Like the surrender, the word itself mm-hmm. is just like, let it go. Just go with that yep. flow. Move into that mm-hmm. step. Of whatever comes, knowing that you have mm-hmm. control of that, though. You have control mm-hmm. of what you see and feel. And like, for example, when I'm connecting to your spirit team, they are saying to me that going with the flow is not always easy for you. So they're saying that there are moments where you are very much logical and analytical, Michelle, and they are like, she needs to let go of that and just go with that flow. The other thing that I see, though, is I see new relationships when they're talking about this, new people coming into your life that create a sense of welcoming, like community, mm-hmm. and a sense of being more attuned to a group of individuals. And it feels easy. Mm-hmm. And I love easy mm-hmm. for you because, again, it is about that motivation. What am I going to do? What am I going to connect to? Mm-hmm. And trusting that you have that innate intuitive ability because we all have the personal responsibility. We know that it's our personal responsibility mm-hmm. to live for our highest and best. But we also have free will choice on how we make that work. And I, again, want to say to you that that flow of energy is definitely in terms of just going and seeing if it resonates with you. If it resonates with you, mm-hmm. you're going to step into it. And it's also a little yep. bit about you.
Is there a move? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, is there a move coming up at all? Do you sense a move?
Okay, so this is interesting. I was just about to talk to you about bridging a gap. right? So I kept getting, mm-hmm. she's bridging a gap. She's moving to a next stage. She's moving to a next stage. Mm-hmm. So I would absolutely say to you, if you, just because Spirit and I say it, doesn't mean you have to make it happen. Doesn't mean you have to do it. Mm-hmm. Everything Spirit and I say has to resonate with you. If you're looking for a move, they're telling you to bridge the gap. That would be go for it. Move into that next space. Mm-hmm. Make it happen, though. Don't wait for someone else to make it happen for you. If you go with the flow that much, you're not gonna get anywhere, because I feel like this is a you thing as opposed to a them thing or an opportunity being presented to you. I feel more about you having to be moving into that space. I also want to say to you, sweetheart, where are you planning to move to? Like what part of, are you staying in Australia, please?
Oh yeah, I'm in Australia, but I'm sort of thinking that I'd love to move closer to the water. I'd like to get a holiday home or something near the water.
Still in Australia?
Yes, yes.
Okay. If you go and do what you're saying, I will say this to you. The water will be very, very helpful. Very helpful mm-hmm. in terms of you going with the flow. Okay.
Yep.
Talk that I'm giving you, Michelle, seems to be based around the mind. It seems to be based around what energy is going on up here. And to live that highest and best life, girlfriend, it is body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So going to the water is a beautiful way to reconnect yourself. Right. Because the water takes away everything. It takes away, washes away, right. You know, water, washes away and takes away that energy. So I'm going to say to you, if you wanted to move and wanted to move like full on move, pack up your bags, pack up your house, pack up all your goodies and move to the water, nothing's stopping you. But if you wanted to test the water, if you wanted to test the water first, I would legitimately say to you, find that home, that holiday home or you know, vacation home and test the waters first and see how you feel with that. I actually feel more drawn to you getting a vacation home than packing up and moving everything there. Doesn't mean you have to do that, but they talked about bridging the gap. And to me, bridging the gap would be more about you having two kind of places and being able to move into that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question, please. There's a woman here in spirit that's coming through. So when she's coming through, please, I get a sensation of someone on the mother's side of the family. I get a DNA cord. I just call it a cord. But would you understand your mother, please, in spirit?
Yes, my mother would be with me. She's with me every day, just about.
Okay. And she's on the other side though, correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Absolutely. She came through when I was talking about you moving to the water, and she kept saying to me, she kept saying, tell her to go easy. Tell her to go easy. Mm-hmm. She needs to test things out first and to make sure she likes it. She wants wants you to test everything first before you go and just jump into that water. And I think that is a beautiful, beautiful energy. And she is around you every single day. I do feel her connecting with you. And just gently, though, I don't feel her to be a very strong energy. I feel she comes through very gently for you, please. And she has for quite some time. So your mother has been crossed over for some time now, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And so when I'm connecting to your mother and you, I do feel like she's watching over you in terms of making sure that you are feeling good, healthy. She keeps saying to me, tell her health will be fine. Tell her health will be fine. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose anything, but I can always give you what spirit gives. And she's also saying to you, please, she's talking about a sibling. You have a sibling?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. And she's talking about your sibling and she's talking about a reconnection. She's talking about a reconnection as though you're going to be connecting mm-hmm. to this sibling again very soon, and she's going to be very happy with that.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good.
She will be very happy with that. She mm-hmm. thinks it will be better for the sibling to be able to get a hold of you and have a conversation. And I feel like that will bring your mother peace in her heart as well. She wants the family to be together to some degree.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Anything else you want to ask me, Michelle?
No, not really. I'll probably think of it when you're gone.
Probably.
Just whether I was going to move or there was money coming or anything like that, yeah.
Finances didn't come up in this session at all, which means that I don't feel anything worrisome about finances with you. And I don't feel anything overly like, rah, 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 we're going to come into a whole bunch of money. So that feels pretty neutral. It feels very much as though it is just what it is. So the money portion of it doesn't feel overwhelming. I'm not worried for you, but I'm also not, you know, celebrating a big win for you either. So just keep that energy going. There's nothing to worry about financially for you. And I do feel, though, that in the next, I'm going to say to you, February, March, and we're not fortune tellers here, but February, March, I keep getting the sensation of that opportunity that I was talking about, the going with the flow. Don't be surprised if you go and you take a look at some kind of property near that water, something that is alluring for you, draws you out there, because now you're going to be thinking about this. Now you're going to be thinking about this. And it's something about February or March. Now, February and March where I am is like hella cold. It is cold here. But for some reason, I see you on a beach.
That'd be right.
Okay. So I see you on this beach, girlfriend, and I feel comfortable. So let yourself flow, right? Go with the flow, baby. Always go with the flow. Bridge the gap. You are looking for something more, and it has to do, as you said, you want to go towards water. Water is healing. Move towards that water. Your mama's going to come with you. She's going to follow you wherever you go. So if you go back and forth, your mom's going to come with you, because spirits can do that. They are not trapped in one place. They are not trapped at all, ever. I'll fight anyone on that. But they are not trapped at all. And the other thing I'm going to say to you is I really do feel a strong sense of moving into a really powerful year coming up for you. Next year, 2026, feels so at ease for you. And I'm going to give that to you.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Michelle. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Okay, those are two messages. I love giving. That was a mediumship message, evidential mediumship, gave what spirit gave me to give to them with a message. And then that was a little bit of mediumship. That wasn't the goal of the session with Michelle. It was more supposed to be, you know, she had a question. Am I going to do this? What comes through for you? With general message. Now, spirit gave the word surrender. And when I first said it, I was feeling like, oh, she's just got to give in. But that wasn't what it was. And they showed me that. And the funny thing, the way they showed me was they showed me like water flowing. And at the end of the messages, she said, oh, what about moving to some water? What about, you know, am I going to make a move to some water? Now, I knew she wasn't moving out of Australia, but I felt like she was going to be going somewhere that was much farther away from where she is right now. Now, Australia is quite large. I'm going to say it. I don't really know. I've never been to Australia, but oh, I have. So I flew over to go to Bali. But anyway, my point being is that water is going to allow her to flow. So hopefully February, March for her is going to be where she finds a little plot of land or a big plot of land, and she's really able to flow into that space. I want to talk about something else, though. The Spirit Essence Show is where I'm coming together, giving some messages for sure, but I also want to open to community. I want us to start connecting in ways where we can ponder different thought processes. So when I'm going to be on here doing this, I'm going to take your messages. I'm going to talk it out with you guys in spirit, because that's what I do and that's what I love to do. But I'm also going to give you something to think about. And so I like to ask a question. Do you believe, this is our question, okay? This is the first question on the first episode of the Spirit Essence Show. Do you believe you have a spirit team, a group of guides walking with you through life? I know I have a spirit team. And that spirit team has not changed since I discovered or learned or embraced, whatever you want to call it, who they were and how they worked with me. And I posted this in my Facebook group, Empowering Intuitive Souls. And the responses are astonishing. I think in there, I actually asked, you know, do you think it's necessary? Like, do you need that connection? And the people were responding in the group. It's a private Facebook group, but anyone can join Empowering Intuitive Souls. If you want to have this conversation, go there, because read some of the responses. It is so interesting. And one of the readers in my collective, Ramona, was in there, and she was talking about, you know, I don't know really who my guides are. I just trust. So some of us will know who the guides are. You know how we talk about a guardian angel? You know, I just know that someone was looking over me. Hells yes, someone was looking over you, boo. There is always someone looking over us. Do they stop us from having human incidents in our lives? Most likely not. Most likely not, because we're spirits here to have that human experience. So you gotta have the human experience. Not going to lie, but there are spirit guides and a bevy of them, right? I work with one for mediumship, because I do all sorts of different kinds of mediumship. I do trance, I do channeled, I do conscious channeling, I do loved ones, evidential. I do all of these. So I want to suggest that you take a wander over there if you feel like it. You don't have to. And engage. If you have any thoughts on spirit guides and spirit teams, and do you know who your spirit team is? Do you even believe in a spirit team? I want you to come and join me over at Empowering Intuitive Souls on Facebook. Let's keep that conversation going. And of course, you can always find me on all my social media on Spirit Essence by Tara Diana. Everything is Spirit Essence by Tara Diana. And this is where I make the connections with people to really bring passion and purpose and empowerment into people's lives. Whether you want to learn how to embrace your own mediumship skills or your innate intuitive self, or you just want to come in and chat with a group of people that are high vibing, right? Have your best interests in mind. It's a safe and sacred space. I've got it. You are going to be there with me. And again, I've been a part of the spiritual community for so long, it makes me feel old, but I've been a part of it for so long that I just want everyone to be a part of it. I just want everyone to be a part of it, even if it is just coming and joining the community and just having conversation. You're going to love the people in the community. You're going to love the Spirit Essence Collective. You are going to come back here next week at 6:30 and join me. And I will have another question. I will always end our sessions, babies, with questions that we can ponder and see what people's thought processes are. So I want to say a special shout out to Linda and Michelle for calling in. I love that. Thank you so much. Would have been so sad if no one had called in. And I want to invite everyone to come back next week and let's do it again. I think this was so much fun.